Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Lynn's trying to strangle herself on the little thing over here. I don't know. And with us on the board today, we have Ed. Hey, Ed.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I got her past the door lock.
Now she's strangling herself.
You have to be nice to me today.
Why?
It's my birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
Well.
They say it's your birthday.
We're going to have a good time.
We are.
Yes, today is Lynn's birthday, so happy birthday, Lynn.
And she reached 21.
Yes.
Yeah, a few times.
And that voice you hear is my friend Brian LeBlanc, and Maureen Rulison are with us today, our friends from We Are Dementia Strong and Caregiver Support and Resources. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
We love having you.
Glad to be here.
Because we're just like family.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Maria in Valrico, Cynthia in Tampa, and Ginger in Las Vegas.
Welcome.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Viva. We're going to be there.
They just opened up. So people are like so excited there because people are living again. You know, I volunteered with the Samuel Kiwanis at Kids Appreciation Day, the last day of school at the park the other day. I thought the best part was seeing all these kids running around and all these people with no masks.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, back like the old days. You know, it was just...
It was like that yesterday when we were downtown. As long as you're outside, no one had... Yeah. Every now and then you would see somebody with a mask on. But it was so nice to be able to interact with people instead of seeing them on a little square on your computer.
Well, and just seeing people. So when I was in Michigan... a friend of mine that lives in Florida sent me a text and she said, are you home yet? And I said, no, I'm going to be home tomorrow. And then I sent her a photo of me, Tommy, and Nicole from a wedding we went to. And she said, oh, Linda, you look fabulous. And who is that, the bride and the groom? I was like, no. Now Nicole does their hair. Nicole service cleans her house and everything. I said, no, that's Nicole and her son. She said, I've never seen Nicole without a mask.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
Oh. But her eyes.
Yes, but it's, you know, plus she was all dressed up, then on cleaning clothes. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I went to meet Tom's hospice nurse, and we loved her. And when I walked in the restaurant, she had no mask on. I didn't know it was her. She has big, red, ruby, beautiful lips, but I never saw them before.
So, people, now I notice there's a lot more wrinkles because I haven't seen them and they've aged in a year.
Well, it's been hard for the people with bad teeth because they had a nice
yes, that was there. A good cover up.
They had a really nice run there.
I think all the lipstick companies are glad that we're back and wearing lipstick.
Yeah, most definitely. So, two things. We're having a little contest because I want more YouTube listeners. I want you to go subscribe to my YouTube page, Connecting Caregivers Radio, because the more subscribers, the more information we can get out there, the more publicity we get just to get the information out for caregivers. So if you have not yet subscribed, if you go to Connecting Caregivers Radio and subscribe between now and noon on Sunday, we're going to pick out one winner for a fabulous gift basket.
Mm-hmm. Am I eligible?
I don't know. Are you a subscriber?
I don't know.
We'll see. Please.
Then you gotta get him to subscribe. I am too.
Well, I'm like out in Michigan. I'm with all my cousins. I know half of them aren't. You know, I'm like, come on, do this for me. Oh, one did it.
It's so hard.
But it is so hard. But it would really be helpful if you could do that. And we're going to have a great prize. And next week, we will announce the prize winner. And we'll tell you all about the prize.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I think that is fun. Then Officer Joel Quattlebaum was on the show last week.
Yes.
And we're talking about scams. Oh, here's a brand new one.
I got one on the phone yesterday. they're going to charge my Prime account $499.
That you don't even have.
I don't have a Prime account, but $499, that's not even an option.
No, but that's kind of like a panic person for somebody, though, who might maybe think, well, this one says, Wednesday a week ago, I had a phone call from someone saying he was from some outfit called Express Couriers. He asked if I was going to be home because there was a package for me that required my signature. The caller said the delivery would arrive at my home in roughly an hour. Sure enough, about an hour later, a uniformed delivery man turned up with a beautiful basket of flowers and a bottle of wine. I was very surprised since there was no special occasion or holiday, and I certainly didn't expect anything like it. Intrigued, I inquired as who the sender was. The courier replied, "I don't know, I'm only delivering the package." Apparently, a greeting card was being sent separately. She said the card never arrived. There was also a consignment note with the gift. He then went on to explain that because the gift contained alcohol, there was a $3.50 delivery verification charge, providing proof that he had actually delivered the package to an adult or somebody of legal drinking age, and not just left on the doorstep where it could be stolen, blah, blah, blah. So this sounded logical, and I offered to pay him cash. He said that the delivery company required payment to be by credit or debit card only, so that everything is properly accounted for. He added, couriers don't carry cash to avoid loss or being likely targets for robbery. My husband, who by this time was standing beside me, pulled out his credit card, and the delivery man asked him to swipe the card on a small mobile card machine with a small screen and keypad. Frank, my husband, was asked to enter his PIN number, and a receipt was printed out.
A PIN number?
Yep. He was given a copy of the transaction. The guy said everything was in order and wished us a good day and left. To our horrible surprise, between Thursday and Monday, $4,000 had been withdrawn from our credit debit account.
Oh, Lord.
At various ATM machines. So they put that thing in that little machine. They have all your information. You're thinking, oh, la-di-da. You got a nice flowers and a bath and a bottle of wine that cost them $40, and now they just took $3,000 out of your account.
Good Lord.
What's the PIN number thing?
When they have accounts, they also have a PIN number.
But you don't give it out, do you? Or you do?
No, but sometimes when you go somewhere, you have to put it. When you use your credit card, you have to put it in.
Oh.
So, and printed out a receipt and everything.
I can't remember who told me the other day when I went to pay cash, they were on, oh, the car wash. They would only take credit cards.
And pretty soon it's only going to be Bitcoin or currency or your thumbprint.
I don't know. They'll scan our brains.
If they scan my brain, you're going to be laughing a lot. I'll tell you that.
So it's so great to have Maureen and Brian on the show together. We collaborate in a lot of different things.
Yeah, we do.
I'm very excited that the big conference is going to be coming up in November. Today was the big Parkinson's Neuro Challenge Conference. I got to watch a little bit of it because I had a support group this morning before that. But once again, like with the conference I'll be doing, everything's recorded.
Yeah.
Which is so fabulous because, you know what, I phase in and out sometimes. I need to go back and watch something a second time. Or like even with the show, caregivers say to me, you know what, I was listening to that show and then mom had to go to the bathroom. So you can go back and listen to it later, or it'll be like, that show 4 weeks ago had nothing to do with me. But now I'm at that stage, or my sister needs to have. So there's a good thing with technology and all that kind of stuff. So today, one of the first things we want to talk about is the longest day.
Yes, was yesterday.
Yeah, so tell us about yesterday first. Because everything we're trying to do is have awareness.
Yes. So the Alzheimer's Association has events for the longest day. And it's to raise money for research for Alzheimer's and other related dementias. And so yesterday we did paint Dunedin purple, which was 65, don't hold me to it, businesses in downtown Dunedin.
So fabulous.
Had either products or food or drink. And if you bought that particular thing, they had the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association. Ace Hardware, I thought this was a great one, is giving everybody for the month the ability to round up their
purchase.
So anyway, that's what they did. But the reason I said it was the longest day is because it was very hot.
Like what, 95 degrees?
I don't know what it was, but I got sunburned.
Yeah.
And I was underneath a tent.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the event we're going to be doing, I don't think it's going to be as hot. But I think it is going to be as hot.
I think it'll be a hot event.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. And let's talk about everything that's going on with
that. So the actual longest day is June 21st, is the summer solstice, right? But they do this all around June, around this date. And so Linda and Brian and I and many, many other, we hope, people who provide support to persons living with dementia or are a caregiver or whatever, you would just want to come.
Yeah.
To Bloom Assisted Living Facility, and that is in St. Petersburg, 6775 40th Avenue North. And between 5 and 6:30, they're going to host
on
the
June
event.
20th.
On June 20th. There's an important piece
Not
of information.
Not the longest day, the day before.
The Florida Department of Transportation is lighting up the Sunshine Skyway purple.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. For the longest day.
So for listeners, there's probably listeners, we know there's listeners all over the world listening to this show. Is a
Our
big
airports are open.
Yeah. There's a big Sunshine Skyway bridge in St. Pete that is just beautiful. And there were lights built into the bridge. So, you know, it's like 4th of July. It's red, white, and blue. You know, mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day is green. And this is going to be the first time, right? That it's going to be purple?
No.
Okay.
They did it before.
Okay. They did it one time before, and
it's the first time we'll see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We can actually send a picture to Linda's Facebook page if people who aren't here want to go see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then what they're going to do is the company Polaris, who makes what they call Autocycle, which is a three-wheeler car that looks like the Batmobile but a little bit smaller. And
it looks very cool.
They're going to have between 30 and 50 Polarises that are going to start downtown St. Pete and then drive over the Sunshine Skyway. Those of us meeting at Bloom between 5 and 6:30 we're going to caravan down to the Sunshine Skyway, and we're going to follow the Polarises over the Sunshine Skyway.
Oh, cool.
And this all, of course, is to raise money for the longest day for the Alzheimer's Association.
And also to raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease.
So much with the awareness, because you know how many people are going to see that bridge lit up that night and go,
yeah.
Purple, why? What's that?
What's that about?
It's a casino.
I remember one time I went on a cruise and we went underneath the bridge. It felt like you could almost like touch the bridge.
Yeah.
Did you? You did? But it's so fabulous. So could you imagine just having that bridge lit up? And that's such a beautiful bridge to begin with.
It is a beautiful bridge.
So it's all month is Alzheimer's awareness?
Well, June is brain health and Alzheimer's awareness. The longest day is, of course, June 21st, but we do things all month.
A monthly thing, yeah.
I don't like June 21st.
Why?
Because then it starts getting darker every night.
Yeah.
Oh.
True that.
I don't like that thought of it, because I love this now.
Well, see, mothers with children are like, please. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock. I was in Michigan. It's like light at night till 10 o'clock.
Oh, it's crazy.
How do you get the five-year-olds to
sleep? In Canada, too, and it's light out at 4:30 in the morning till like 10:30 at night.
We'll be sure to register your complaint.
Would you do that?
Right, yeah. I'm not really sure who, but
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we know her very well.
But with the FDA approval of this new drug, which, by the way, I know everybody's got a lot of misinformation about
it. Yeah, tell me.
It is our understanding. We are not responsible for any medical information.
And none of our sponsors.
Right. No.
This has been brought to you by...
Please do not sue us.
Dr. Google. So the greatest part of this drug is that it is bringing attention to the need to get early detection.
Yeah.
Because it only works right now for people who have gotten this diagnosis early on enough. Right. And it dissolves the plaques in the brain, or some of the plaques in the brain. So
that's the biggest issue with anything is early detection. Any kind of disease.
Oh, of course.
But people dealing with cognitive impairment, you want to like not make it happen for as long as you can.
Denial, floating down
so
the river.
So it's so
denial.
Much hard to say, okay. And then there's the question is, when is it just my natural aging in my brain, or when do I have something that I need to look for?
Yesterday, I'd say we probably spoke with 200 people.
Probably, yeah.
That the, had Alzheimer's?
No.
No.
Just that were at the event.
They had a link to someone in their family.
Walking up to the table, I'd say, how has Alzheimer's or dementia touched your life?
Right.
And we had one person that said, hadn't everybody else had a personal experience with it? But the two questions that we got asked most frequently were, everybody thinks they have it.
Yes.
And, you know, how do you know if you've got it?
Right.
And the second one that we got asked most frequently was about the drug.
Yeah.
Everybody's on, and people ask me, and I don't know enough about it, too.
Well, and neither do we, to be honest with you. It's not going to be covered by insurance.
Right. Oh, it's $56,000 a year, right?
Initially, it's not going to be covered by insurance. So, all the more reason, get in a clinical trial, get it provided.
Right,
yeah.
But anyhow, we got asked lots of questions about different ways to deal with different things that happen with people who are living with dementia. And, you know, there, as many people as there are in this world, there's that many ways to deal with things appropriately.
You know what you say all the time, you met one person with.
Right. But with the disease such as Alzheimer's, no two people are alike.
Yeah.
So what may work for one person is not going to work for another. We all experience the what we call the fog in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We also experience anxiety. Now, the levels of anxiety that we experience, that also varies depending upon the person.
Right.
So,
and like depending on where they live,
right,
and their surroundings, and
that's exactly right. You have so many things that can change the scope of things, if that's the right word.
I say to caregivers, no one knows your loved one better than you.
Right.
No one knows your loved one better than
right.
you. So you need to share about your loved one to your family, to your friends, to whatever. What you're doing, Brian, for your future, to let people know what you want.
Your video.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that is so important.
We were just talking about that this morning. I made a video, I guess, what, year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically me talking to my future caregivers, like when I go into a care community. And it tells them, first and foremost, Maureen is my care partner. And she has 24/7 access to me. You don't want to tell her no.
I'm warning you now.
So he threw me right in the box immediately.
My favorite foods are peanut butter and chocolate. So she's allowed to bring me any amounts of peanut butter and chocolate.
Reese's, you and, like Reese's?
Oh, I love Reese's, which you can send me.
Yes.
And I tell them, I say, you know, I don't want to be in a place where if I'm having a rough day, they don't know what to do with me.
Right.
So I told them what to do when I'm anxious. Put on my music playlist. Let me listen to my music, not something that they think is
like.
Good. Yeah.
Right.
And just different things.
And like, do I want to eat first thing when I wake up in the morning? Do I like coffee first thing in the morning? I mean, those little tiny things make such a difference in someone's life.
It really does. And I couldn't think of a better way to do this other than talking about what I like, what I need.
Right. Making a plan.
Right. So if they ever go to Maureen and say, could you tell us, you know, what, and she'll probably say, have you looked at his video?
Yeah.
It came in with him.
Well, I used to say that I would love to see, like, in the communities, I'd love to see a little iPad or whatever on the wall. Because caregivers in communities, many times there's a big turnover. Different people come in. And I think many times they don't know anything about the person they're taking care of.
Right.
And they don't even know how to start a conversation with them. So if you John likes dogs, and John was brought up in Wisconsin, and John was the father of three children. It gives you a conversation to have. And I think that is so important with this disease, is to open those doors for us to continue conversation so that the people that we're caring for feel comfortable, and so do we. Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just people living with the dementia-related illness. As we're aging...
Because we're living so much longer.
Well, you know, I heard a statistic today, and I tell everybody I've caught Alzheimer's from Brian. It is contagious.
I am not contagious, ladies and gentlemen.
And the number is not so important as the fact. How much being touched decreases as we age. The human touch.
We talked about that in the support group this morning.
How important it is.
Yeah.
This week I was with one of my clients who's in a nursing home. She's got Parkinsonian dementia. She's no longer verbal except for a moaning sound. And I went with her husband there. And as soon as she heard his voice, I watched her eyes turn towards him. And her hands were under the blanket, and they were trying to reach up. So I pulled the blanket back. And he, I guess, is uncomfortable. I don't know. But no, the nurse came in, giving her medicine without even acknowledging.
Chatting or anything.
So I walked over, and you can't expect them to give you verbal permission, but I said, I'm going to make up a name, Jane.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch you. I hope that's all right. And I just lightly started touching her arms. And then I came up, and I was rubbing her head, and the moaning went away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I went down and rubbed her ankles.
You acknowledged her.
Right. And I thought to myself, I know that I can't make a huge difference, but I made a small difference for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if people can't talk, we have to think, well, what would make me feel good?
Exactly.
A vodka. I'm putting it in my video.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Hey, when someone asks if they can help you, say thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we were just talking before we heard from our partners about early detection.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions in the support group this morning from a brand new person that came to the support group, how do I know? When do I go? What do I do?
I have a story. I was at a wedding with a... It was my a guy I used to work with. His daughter was getting married. And so we got to the reception, and maybe midway through, he pulled me to the side, and he says, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. So we move off to the side, and he says, I lost my keys the other day. So I knew what he was getting at, and I said, oh, really? And he says, yeah. He says, I looked everywhere. And I said, well, let me ask you this question. Did you find them? And he says, yeah. I said, now here's the big question. Were they in the microwave or the freezer? And he said, no.
They were on the kitchen counter.
They were on my dresser. I didn't see them. And I said, you're all right.
Yeah.
You know, because... But
that's a scope to take, yeah.
In a way, I was being funny just to kind of raise the levity.
Right.
And but that's what happens. You know, when...
Brian, when you first realized that things were different.
Yeah.
Or something was going on, did you try to hide it?
No.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, because I think people try to hide it for so long that it can be worse for them in the end.
The first thing that came to my mind was, you know, when I was diagnosed in October of 2014, my mother was in her last stages, and she passed away in
January.
In when?
January
2015. So I had all that running through my head as far as how it was.
You already
going
had
to,
exposure to it.
Yeah. Yeah, my father had died with vascular dementia.
Okay.
So I've seen it, what happens. And so when I was diagnosed, I knew that it wasn't going to do me any good. I spent 3 days in bed. And on that third day, I got up and said, I can't do this because I'm just going to turn, you know, my brain's going to turn to mush.
Right.
So I said, I need to advocate. I need to join up, and that's when I joined.
You need to be in it.
Yeah, I joined up with the Alzheimer's Association, and been there ever since.
But did you go to be tested because of your mother?
Oh no, I went because I was getting lost when I was driving.
Oh.
And I was, and I've been fired from my job. As a public relations manager,
mm-hmm.
But I was forgetting copies and, you know, sending out advertisements and all this kind of stuff. So I don't blame them, you know, for firing me. But I went to try to get another job, and so when I was hired, and I was taking notes in this little notebook.
Yeah.
I'd go back the next day. I forgot what I did with the little notebook. I forgot what I learned the day before. And so I did this on 3 consecutive days. Got fired from that.
Oh, Brian.
I know. So, wait.
Did you go back after and tell them?
Excuse me. No. I didn't tell them.
I would have
done that. Because I hadn't been diagnosed at that point. So I went to another job. Tried to do that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Same thing.
Even knowing about your mother.
Yeah.
And watching her, you just said, I'm beating this sort of.
Yes. I had the wherewithal that I'm gonna be different.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight this beast.
Yeah. Let's see how that worked.
Yeah.
So I realized at that point I couldn't drive. I couldn't work. Thank you.
And work for, especially for a man, is many times their biggest identity.
Exactly.
That's where the advocacy and the educating, become an educator, stepped in and became his job.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was also his passion, so he got to live in his passion, which kept his brain alive.
Right.
But when people ask me, when should I get tested or when do I know?
Right.
I say, well, if you're asking the question, it's time to get tested.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel.
I think this awareness is wonderful because when my husband had some kind of dementia and I spoke to his doctor, he just poo-pooed it. Yeah. I said, but he's doing, or he's giving him examples. And he went, he's getting older.
Well, I'm very sorry that happened to you. And we got to remember there are really, really great doctors out there,
yeah.
But there are really not great doctors. And sometimes next is the best thing to do when you're not getting what you need from the doctor you have.
But if you don't even know what question you're supposed to ask, that's what's
but
so she, hard.
Lynn
that's
did.
Have
Lynn knew there was something
wrong. I knew
there
was something. They finally came around when I wouldn't drive my husband home because he got violent. And I said, I'm not taking you. We were at the clinic.
He was at the,
So... they said, go up to see his doctor. So he went up, and the nurse came down and said, he's fine.
Yeah.
I jollied him out. He's fine. You can take him. I said, I'm not taking him in the car. Well, my husband went ballistic. And I looked out the front door. He's chasing me in his wheelchair. And the nurse was chasing him. And we were going around and around his clinic. I mean, it was crazy. And then the nurse said, I asked him if he had car keys. He said, no, but he just drove away. I said,
I told you something was wrong.
But before, but it was a comedy scene because they're, and I'm trying to hide because he's after me. I mean, it's crazy. So they called the police.
Well, unfortunately, educating and advocating wasn't something that was in your life at that time.
No, didn't you know?
Linda wasn't in it at the time.
Yeah, no.
And we didn't know. We just thought he was kind of mean a lot, you know. But I knew something was off.
Well, you know, anger is part of Alzheimer's.
I believe that, yeah.
Only because...
Frustration.
The simplest tasks that you could do blindfolded practically, and you can't do them anymore. And the person that catches the flack is the care partner.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that are there every day, day in and day out. When Maureen and I got together, she put up with a lot from me.
Now I just punch his lights out.
Yeah. and then drags me into the closet. I don't really...
Well, that could be fun.
Well, no, she doesn't join me.
Oh!
No. It's not that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Except for that one time. No, but that's for a completely different show.
She took the microphone from him. I was getting ready for that.
So, you know what? The stigma attached to getting tested is what keeps people from going and getting the test.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I think my husband would have gone along with it because he knew something wasn't quite right. He didn't know me half the time, and everybody said, he's kidding you. But I would see that look in his eye. I said, well, you don't know who I am right now. Not now, but...
The other thing is that knowing what type of dementia someone has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because one medication works wonderful for somebody who's got Alzheimer's, but can be... close to deadly for somebody who is FTD. And, you know...
FTD.
Frontal temporal dementia.
Oh, okay.
I can't say it, so that's why I say FTD.
I thought you were sending me flowers.
That's right. Well, another day.
And the thing is that I have two diagnoses. One for Alzheimer's and one for vascular dementia. Got... one from my mother and one from my father.
Oh, my.
Lucky boy.
Were you the very young compared to them to get it?
Yeah. Yeah. I was 54.
That's very young.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my mother was further along and so was my father, you know, age-wise, before they were diagnosed.
So, Brian, what do you say to somebody that says, I'm scared to go for the test?
Then I just tell them, you know, look, getting tested... is not a real big thing. If it's worrying you, if you think you're having an issue, like Maureen said, go get tested.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, but there's no way to cure it.
Yes,
there's
no way. No kind.
Exactly.
Did you?
And
I'm sorry.
What
you? Once I hit 65, I don't know. You too, probably. They give you that wellness test once a year. Is that to see if you're safe, more or less, and
kinda.
I don't know.
Well, you see, I had to get diagnosed four times
before you got the actual
one from a neurologist, two neuropsychologists, and one neuropsychiatrist. All gave me the same diagnosis.
Wow!
But one of the testings was for a Social Security disability, and the woman that was giving me the test. I would ask me to, you know, draw a clock or this, that, and the other. I wore analog. I had like 50 watches, all analog.
Oh, so you just wrote numbers?
I couldn't tell time anymore.
Right.
So that's why I have a digital clock, a watch.
Yeah.
So, but I would have to draw shapes and all this stuff, and I would get frustrated because I couldn't do it. And three different times, she told me, she goes, oh, honey, it's okay.
Yeah, try even, again or whatever.
Even normal brain people can't do this.
Oh, even normal one.
And so it was on that third time, I said, ma'am, I said, you might be able to tell that to somebody else. I said, but if you tell me that one more time, I'm coming across this table because you should not demean me.
No.
When you're not even a person that can diagnose me.
Right.
Just because I can't. Draw a clock.
Something.
You should have just drawn a circle with the numbers.
Yeah,
well, because you're all the young kids.
Right. I didn't know where they went.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying 12, 15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you know the kids can't read clocks anymore.
No, of course not. They got digital.
Well, you know, I just gave a tip this morning at the caregiver group. So people are telling me they're dealing with someone with cognitive impairment, and they can't read a clock, and they can't even read the digital clock anymore. So they're like, so when are we going to where we're going? Oh, we're going in a half hour. Is it a half hour yet? Is it a half yet? So what we tried an experiment, and it worked. We got hourglasses. So this particular hourglass is a half hour. And you say, okay, well, honey, I'm going to turn this over when the time runs. And it's tactile, and it's kind of soothing watching. So on Amazon, they have all different ones. It could be like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And a couple of my caregivers have used it and said, one threw it against the wall.
Jack would have shaken
But it. Other ones said, it worked.
Yeah.
Because it was it gave them something to focus on instead of thinking, when are we going, when are we going, when are we going?
When I realized that, Brian and I started off, and I said, if we have to be someplace at a very specific time, I'm going to tell you that. And then I'm going to give you half-hour reminders about it's time to go get ready, it's time. And one day recently, I realized to him, a half-hour meant nothing. He didn't understand the concept of a half an hour.
Right.
And so then I thought, well, gosh, what can I do now?
Taser him.
And that could be a good idea, but I can tell you that I do almost use bad language.
Oh, you irritate better be watching him. Brian. You better be watching
I irritate him when I keep saying to him, okay, if you go get ready now, we'll be able to leave on time and such. So what I finally landed on was it's time for us to go get ready.
Us, not you.
Yep.
Oh, he's going in to see you naked. No. That's what that's about.
No, but that's true. Making a team.
Yes, it's time for us to get in the shower. It's time for us to, start getting dressed. It's time for us to go. And so it wasn't me telling him what to do using concepts. He had no clue what I was. And he could independently use me as a cue. So whatever I was doing, he could be doing.
Yeah. And why does it have to be me wanting to see her? Like, it's her wanting to see me.
Well, I didn't want to say that, Brian.
You could have.
Well, it's time to make me out the bad guy. For us to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hear that? It's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do, and some live.
Yes, live. People are live. Yes.
To RSVP for any of the following events, please go to lindaburhans.com, send Linda a message, and she will send you the link. At Veterans Funeral Care in the Officers Club at 8:30 North Belcher in Clearwater from 6 to 7:30 on the last Thursday of every month is a Reiki exchange. Reiki practitioners, Reiki masters, and anyone interested in learning or receiving healing are Reiki. Welcome. Yes, it sounds interesting. All right, on Tuesday, June 15th at 8 p.m., the American Brain Foundation is presenting a Zoom webinar on healing the brain after loss. Then on June 24th at 9 a.m., Senior Circle will host another online event. It is about love, inviting seniors to share their stories about love for a family member who made a difference in their life. Deadline For sign up is June 21st.
This Monday, Journaling for Caregivers. If you want, just email me and I'll send you the link. We already have, I think, about 10 RSVPs. I love that group, so that's really fun. Freedom Square is doing something on Safe Dating 2021 on Wednesday, August 4th. And then Speed Dating. You hear that? Speed Dating Wednesday, August 18th, and as Maureen just reminded me, it's from 1:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got to get done so we can go out for early bird if we hook up.
And how speedy can we be?
So,
really, speed dating for seniors.
And then this one we have on June 12th from 10 to 12 at Seabreeze Adult Daycare.
That's today.
Oh, it's today.
10 to 12.
Damn. Okay.
Debbie Self
and that'll
Savage.
Be on the 26th. Okay, that's good. Yeah, and Debbie Self Savage.
The president of Coping with Dementia, is having live seminars in Citrus Hills at Grand Living on July 14th, August 11th, and September 8th. Please call 352-422-3663 or 352-301-8500 for more information.
And Debbie does. I was chatting with Debbie this week. She said it's so nice to get back with live people again. And Debbie, of course, will be part of the conference in November also. You guys have anything going on?
No.
No.
We have a boring life.
We're good this week.
We just have our every week on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then again, I want to remind everybody, Sunday.
You should have been a radio announcer.
Do you know that he was a hockey announcer and doesn't know anything about hockey?
Oh, my God.
I did.
Wow.
I was in the ring, you know, behind the plexiglass. But, you know, if they scored, you know, or I did a penalty, I had no idea what they did. All I did was turn to the guy next to me and say, what happened?
He scores.
Icing. And yeah. I say, icing on number 27.
Oh, does he have a great voice?
I loved it.
The guy on Laughlin.
It was awesome.
You remember the guy on Laughlin?
Gary Owens.
That's who you're like.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at the pool with my grandsons. They're throwing stuff and jumping in and everything. And I'm like, it's the Olympics and me. Chicken passed the ball, and Isaac got it. It was so much fun for me. It was all good.
But she you were going to talk about the longest day again, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday, June 20th, which is also Father's Day, so celebrate Dad by coming out with Dad. To Bloom St. Pete, 6775 40th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. There's going to be light snacks and drinks of water, not adult beverages. And then Brian and I are speaking, and we're going to take questions. And then we're going to caravan out to the Sunshine Skyway. So fun. Everybody, please come join us. You need to RSVP to Christina Thomas by Thursday, June 17th. 727-698-4196. 727-698-4196.
And if anybody doesn't write this stuff down, just email me. I'll send you the information for any of it. Lynn and I will be there. Once again, please go to YouTube. Like my channel, subscribe, and push the button by noon tomorrow, and we will draw a name, and next week we will have a winner.
And also, don't forget, they're going to turn the Skyway Bridge purple.
Yep.
In honor of Alzheimer's
as
awareness.
We're driving over. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And you know what? How much it's going to mean to people that are already living with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia to see the acknowledgement, to see that. And then it will also make other people say, why is the bridge purple tonight?
Yep.
You know, and ask that question.
So before we close, I have a new caregiver tip. Do you mind if I share
please.
It? So in the world of elder care and such, person-focused care, person-directed care is very, very important, and it is. But I have now said it's equally important for the caregiver that their care be person-focused, that their care be person-directed. So it's great to learn about that, and it's great to make sure the care partner team is both receiving that kind of care.
You know what? And we asked the question earlier. I wish we had more time. What Brian did after the diagnosis. What does the care partner do after the diagnosis? Education, number
well,
one.
Well, no. I think the first thing you do is anticipatory grief.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull yourself out of it.
Right. And then you find partners, and you find people, and you find us, and we're here to help you in any way we can. If you have any questions, I always say, just call me or email me, and if I don't have the answer, I know somebody who does. So I appreciate you tuning in every week. I know your time is really valuable, but we're always here for you. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Bye-bye.
And happy birthday, Lynn.
Oh, happy birthday, Lynn.
Too late.
And trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten. Even your darkest night, you just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call.